Building thousands of large homes that can accommodate Pacifica families is a cornerstone to lifting Pacific children out of poverty. This is according to Pacific Child Advocates. The latest Statistics New Zealand figures show little change between 2019 and 2022, with one quarter of Pacific children still living in poverty. That compares to 1 in 10 children in the overall population. Moana Connect this morning launching a 10-year action plan to ensure Pacific children get the basics expected for anyone growing up in a developed country. Paediatrician Tawila Percival is with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Morning.
Moana Connect, this is a new sounding organisation to me. Can you just give us a bit of background about what it is and where it's come from?
We've been around for just over 5 years, and we began as a private Pacific research company. We left university and set up in the community, and we basically expanded. So we're involved in research, training, education, a lot of community projects, basically based in Māngere, focusing on Pacific children and their families.
And you're just a private NGO, are you?
A private company, yes.
Great. This, your report, a key feature of it is this idea around housing and that we're not building houses fit for Pacific families. Can you expand a bit on that?
Well, I guess just putting the context in first, our focus is on improving the well-being of Pacific children. So what we've done is pull together policies and research which is out there already, and I guess come up with suggestions based on that. And it seemed to us, if we're thinking about children's health and well-being, one of the top things to look at is housing. You know, it really impacts children's health. So it's addressing things like overcrowding and housing quality. So our suggestion for building housing, which is more appropriate for our big families, is addressing issues of overcrowding plus enabling families to live with the multiple generations, which is the way our families do tend to live. So,
that's interesting. It's really interesting. So, do you think that the in terms of the way in which the social housing and state housing is focused and built, it's simply not thinking enough about Pacifica families and the way in which they live? So, 7, 8, 9 people might be in a house as opposed to 4 or 5.
That's right. So we need a suite of houses, obviously, smaller houses for smaller families. But, you know, we have almost 100,000 of our people living in big 7-plus sized families. So they need bigger houses. And there's some projects already. There's one in Porirua. There's one in Auckland where we've got Pacific NGOs working with the government to build those bigger houses. So what we're suggesting is let's do more of that.
It's really interesting because I wonder if, you know, do you think that there will be Pacific families who are kind of being forced away from a traditional way in which they like and want to live into sort of 2-3-bedroom homes that are provided by the state or social housing? I mean, that's not an ideal scenario.
That's right. And the other thing is we have big families, you know, 9, 10 people living in 2-bedroom houses. So that's not ideal either.
No.
No. So we want our grandparents to live with our families, so let's build housing that's appropriate for that.
And what about home ownership and in terms of the ability to borrow and that intergenerational element to that? Is that being considered enough for Pacifica families?
Yes, I mean, that's really important. We're less likely to own our homes than other New Zealanders, and, you know, that pathway to home ownership is really important because in New Zealand, you tend to build your capital through your houses, and then you home ownership, and you pass it on to your kids. And we struggle with that. So what we would like to see is more, home ownership products and journeys to home ownership more suitable for our families. So again, multi-generational ownership would be really useful for us.
Tawila, thank you very much for that. Fascinating stuff. That is Tawila Percival, a paediatrician and with the think tank, I guess we can call them, Moana Connect.